Perek of Kilayim, first Mishnah. Kilayim came with Tumel Zerim, came with Tumel Bano. Kilayim of a vineyard, which is a grapevine that's planted together with wheat or vegetable. It's also to plant, to Mekayim, and it's also Bano. Kilayim Zerim, Kilayim, what we learned at the beginning of the Mesechta, which is different types of grains and vegetables that were planted too close to one another. You're not to plant them too close to one another. If they're planted together, you have to uproot them. If the other did happen, one can eat it. So if somebody visits somebody else and he sees that different vegetables growing too close together, he should tell them to uproot it, but the fruit that is there is edible. If he sees that there are vegetables growing underneath his grapevine, or near the grapevine, then everything becomes is also bano. Kilay the godin is what we call shapnez, wool and linen mixed together in a garment. Mutar b'chol davim, you could use it for anything. Ben etzemel milibah, it's only used to wear it. Kilay behema, one has a kilayim of an animal like a mule, which is made from a horse and a donkey. Mutar m'legadol l'kaim, you're even allowed to grow it as long as you don't actually create. Ve'edim asurim ela milavia, only to put the horse and the donkey together to produce a mule is also. If we have animals that are made from a combination, like one was made from a horse and a donkey, and you have other ones that are made from a donkey and a horse, just one, the father was a donkey, the other one, the father was a horse, are considered separate entities. And therefore, they are also with one another. Yeah. There's a discussion about this issue, but this is a fact of this mission.